Well, if you haven't heard about Feed Geelong, it's a great initiative to help people in Geelong and the Surf Coast. Give Where You Live do an amazing job. Last week, Hades and I were very happy to put our lunch money in a bag and donate it. But we need a little bit more help. To tell us how you can help if you haven't already, the CEO of Give Where You Live, Bill Mithen, is on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
G'day, Nellie. G'day, Hayden. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you, mate. Now, what's this? For anyone that doesn't know about Feed Geelong, what's the go?
Well, in the month of October, it's an appeal, but it's an overall plan for us at Give Where You Live to try and help the emergency relief, or food relief, really, strategy in the region. So we know that there's a lot of people before COVID-19 doing it really tough from a food perspective and relying on agencies to provide them with food so that they get three meals a day. And that's only increased over this time because, you know, obviously unemployment's increased and people's income and livelihoods have really been under pressure, which has meant that, you know, food has been a real struggle for lots and lots of people. So,
yeah. How was Feed Geelong for this month? I mean, without people going into the offices like we used to, without actually having the lunch being taken in, was it still okay? Were people still donating for Brown Paper Bag Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So Brown Paper Bag Day was really good as compared to other years as well. So it's been fantastic. Look, to be honest, people have been really generous and continue to donate. I think obviously the people who can, you know, and that's not everyone now, but yeah, people who can have still been doing that, which has been terrific. It's just more about the fact that the need has increased so dramatically. So we've asked for grant applications from agencies who need some help, you know, buying food or buying equipment to store food, and we've had a 77% increase in the ask from last year. So there's a lot of agencies out there that need to do some work.
Yeah. So, Bill, can you tell us what food insecurity might mean? I mean, for most of us, we're very, very lucky and grateful that we can get up and make a piece of toast and have a coffee or pack your lunch or whatever. What mightn't people in Geelong know about food insecurity for local people? What's going on?
Yeah. So the basic definition is that if you are unable to have three healthy meals a day, then you're food insecure. And then there's obviously levels of that because, you know, maybe you can have two, maybe you can have one, maybe you can have none. So obviously you can be more severely insecure than others. A report that we did, it's now about 12 months old, but we'll be sort of renewing this a little bit, showed that there were 2,000 meals, or the equivalent of 2,000 meals a day given out in Geelong. So, you know, that's sort of over 700,000 meals a year. So that means that there are people out there. You know, sometimes a meal would be going to the same person in that it would go lunch and dinner, you know. But it means that 700,000 to 750,000 times a year food is given to someone who, if they didn't receive that food, they would otherwise not eat.
Right.
So that's in our region. So that's... Yeah. That's pretty stark, isn't it? When you think of it like that, yeah, it's pretty significant.
And obviously with redundancies this year, with the way COVID has affected all of the world, if there's people that are struggling or if they do need a little bit of help, even if it's for one meal a day and maybe a little too proud to seek help, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
So, the best way is to go onto our website or the Feed Geelong website. So, Feed Geelong is feedgeelong.org.au or givewhereyoulive.com.au. And there are links there to a really good, we print this, but it's hard to forget the printed copies nowadays, a brochure called Where You Can Eat. So, it's a full list, and we update it regularly, a full list of all the agencies around the region who are assisting in food in some shape or form, whether you can go there for a meal or whether they'll provide you with a basket of food or some to take home. So a really good place to go if you are battling a little bit.
All right. Well, the call out today, though, Bill, is that we need a bit more money for this month for Feed Geelong. How can people help you guys if they're listening this morning and they can donate?
Yeah, that would be great. So, same thing, go to those two websites, feedgeelong.org.au or givewhereyoulive, all one word, .com.au, and there are links there to donate. And if people can and, you know, they can afford it and they're still employed and all those things, we'd love them to contribute if they're able to.
You're a good man, Bill. Thanks for your time today. Enjoy your Friday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
See
you.
CEO of Give Where You Live, Bill Mithen, and those websites. We'll put all the links and everything under the Morning Crew section at bay939.com.au.